They traveled into the lower levels of Zodon Orbital, to sections of the station that Myria had never entered, past reliquaries and sacred compartments open only to nobles and cardinals. The prioress used bloodlocks to bypass thick steel doors etched with hexagramic wards, until at last they emerged in a chamber that was part prison, part hospice.
This way.
A cluster of watchful arco-flagellants stood sentinel before a wall of opaque armored glass. They had once been men, each a heretic damned for their defiance of the church, now repurposed in its service. Their bodies were augmented with weapons, brains controlled by lobotomaic taps and hymnal implants. For now, they were docile. But if activated, they would become vicious berserkers. Myria peered at the dark barrier, and she could not help but wonder what manner of prisoner required such guardians. A Psyche mind witch? A Xenos beast? Perhaps even a demon? Her hand fell to the holster at her hip, where her plasma pistol lay ready. Prioress Lydia halted before the panel and glanced at the battle sister.
The Holos star system. Do you know the name?
Aye. It is a vanished domain, cut off from the rest of the sector by violent warp storms. Vessels avoid the quadrant around it like the plague.
Correct. An imperial colony in unremembered space. Unreachable for more than 2,000 years. The storms killed any ships that attempted passage. The Imperial Navy and the Adeptus Terra declared Holos to be lost.
But now something has changed?
You are as perceptive as ever, sister. Indeed. In recent months, the storms about Holos have abated. Contact with this errant daughter world has at last been re-established. But the nature of that contact gives the Ecclesiarchy cause for concern.
2 millennia was a long time to be alone in the darkness. What kind of changes could be wrought to a world, a society, a people, over so many years? The return of a lost colony to the Emperor's light should have been a joyous occasion. But all too often, such things only ended in bloodshed and pain.
A warship intercepted a small vessel a few light years from the Holos system. There was a lone crew member on board. A messenger, of sorts.
Human?
See for yourself.
The prioress gave a command, and the misted glass became clear. Beyond it, Myria saw a sparse dormitory chamber, furnished with a simple pallet, a fresher unit, and a small shrine. But it was the cell's lone occupant that made every muscle in her body tense.
In Terra's name!
It was female, after a fashion. Humanoid in form. Skin milk pale in color. And dressed with peculiar striations that at first seemed like tattoos. The being was tall and athletic in build, but not willowy like the alien Eldar. It was human, and yet it was not. Myria's combat training immediately took hold, and she found herself evaluating the way it moved about the cell, looking at it for points of weakness. It was graceful and poised. The battle sister studied it, and a strange thought occurred to her. The creature seemed almost engineered in its perfect symmetry. Beneath a cowl of close-cut white hair, eyes of stark violet glanced up to peer at her, then looked away.
She is not aware of us. The glass does not allow her to see through it.
If this thing was Xenos, you would have executed it. So then, is it a breed of abhuman?
In a way. Not a subspecies like the Ogryn or gene-altered like the Adeptus Astartes. No, she is a synthetic creation. An artificially manufactured organic being.
A replicate? A cloned life grown from human cells. Such technology does not exist.
Not so. The Emperor, his light finders, created many miracles such as this. It is the tragedy of our age that they have been lost to us.
The Prioress moved closer to the glass, watching the prisoner carefully.
Our guest speaks Imperial Gothic. Her ship and its systems are comparable to ours. She calls herself Ro, and all gene scans indicate that she is as much of human stock as you or I, outward appearances notwithstanding.
Myria found it difficult to accept Lydia's words. Gene-forged beings and modified humans were a common thing in the Imperium. The warriors of the Space Marines, Helots and Cherubim, even the Arco-Flagellants. But what the Prioress described was an order of magnitude more complex. And certainly, if this Ro was indeed a replicae, it deserved to be no more than a menial, a servitor at best. Then the being did something that made Myria's breath catch in her throat. Ro bent down before the brass shrine in the cell wall and made the exact stations of obeisance before an icon of the Emperor, crossing her long-fingered hands over her chest, just as the Battle Sister had done in the corridor. It is praying.
Yes, to our God Emperor.
They returned to the sanctum in silence, and along the way, Myria struggled to interpret what she had seen.
It is quite shocking, is it not? A being born from an artificial womb, something that cannot possess an immortal soul, and yet she kneels before the Emperor's grace like one of us.
It is mimicry of some sort.
No. The clone, Ro. She is not some mindless, drooling servitor commanded by punch cards and Nero-stims. She is a thinking, reasoning being.
You have spoken to it?
I have spoken to her, yes. When Ro saw the sign of the Holy Aquila upon my robes, she was elated. The replicae worships the God Emperor of mankind as her creator and master. She claims her mission from Holos was begun in his name, to serve his will.
It was difficult for Myria to accept what she was hearing. Her view of the universe had been challenged by the mere existence of such a being. And now she was to believe that it could know the magnificence of the Imperial Creed? It went against the order of things.
Your mission, sister, will be to seek the truth of this. You will travel across the unmapped zone to the Holos colony. There, you and your squad will ascertain what has transpired during the time of isolation. You will determine if the populace has retained its true faith to the God Emperor.
But the replicae, if it exists, then...
Ro will go with you. Take your Celestians and do as I order.
What if we find more of them? What if they are all that is left on Holos? The Prioress did not answer her question. Instead, she pushed a picked slate across her desk toward the Battle Sister. Myria gathered it up and saw dense text outlining her new orders.
You will not be alone. Due to the unusual nature of the emissary from Holos, the Adeptus Mechanicus have taken a direct interest in the situation. An agent of the Magos Biologis will be accompanying you.
Myria paged through the contents of the slate. The Adeptus Mechanicus, the guardians of all technology within the Imperium of Man, were well known to her, and Lydia's statement came as no surprise. Every scrap of science and learning was jealously hoarded by them, from their master forges on Mars to the countless manufactoria worlds across 1,000 star systems. A discovery like Ro, a living, functioning clone, would be like nectar to the adepts of the Biologis. She came across a data panel showing a name and profile. Genus Nolan, a questor, one of countless adepts who scoured the galaxy for lost scraps of technology, missing since the age of Old Night. She glanced up at the Prioress. Command of this mission is mine. I will not brook interference from the hand of the Cult Mechanicus. If certain choices need to be made about the fate of Holos and its people...
Nolan has been instructed to obey your orders. You may do whatever is required to retain the sanctity of Church and Imperium.
Even if that requires the death of a world?
It would not be the first time.